Reading Scripture Like the Early Church, 7 Insights from the Church Fathers to Help You Understand the Bible. Written by James L. Papandrea. Read by Chris Larson. It is not that first one truth is told, then another, but the whole truth or large portions of it are told at once, yet only in their rudiments, or in miniature, and they are expanded and finished in their parts, as the course of revelation proceeds. St. John Henry Newman, An Essay on the Development of Christian Doctrine. The Word. Lyrics of a song from the album Still Quiet Voice by James L. Papandrea. The Word was spoken before there was form. The Word was creator of all that was born. The Word was with God, and the Word was divine. Then the Word was a man, and entered space and time. The Word is the way to the glory of the Father. The Word is the truth, revealed in God's only Son. The Word is the life, abundant and eternal. The Word is divine, and the Word still comes. The Word is the love that the Father still gives. The Word is the grace in which we live. The Word is light to those who can't see. The Word is life to those who believe. The Word came down to order creation. The Word came down for us and our salvation. And the Word is life to those who believe. Insight 1. Like the living Word, the written Word is both divine and human. Meet St. Athanasius of Alexandria. St. Athanasius was born around the end of the 3rd century or the beginning of the 4th, that is, around the year AD 300 or so. This means he was born just before the last and worst persecution the Church experienced, the so-called Great Persecution, which began in 303 and lasted until the year 313. The persecution ended, at least officially, when Emperor Constantine issued the Edict of Milan and legalized Christianity, in fact, granting freedom of religion to everyone in the empire. The emperor subsequently proclaimed his preference for Christianity and granted the church the reparations necessary to rebuild, and Constantine himself commissioned the building of the first Christian basilicas. But for Athanasius, all this was when he was very young. As far as he knew, he grew up in a world where Christianity was legal and favored by the emperor, but was not yet the official religion of the empire. According to tradition, Athanasius's parents were relatively wealthy, which meant that the young Athanasius had the privilege of a classical education, complete with the study of philosophy. He seems to have especially studied Neoplatonism, which had some affinities with Christianity, not least of which was the idea of the Logos, translated as Word in John 1. As John tells us, this Word is divine, but he is not the Father. He is eternal, and he was the agent of creation. Note John 1:3, all things came to be through him, but was also incarnate. So he is God, but he is not the Father. He is the Son, Jesus Christ. Following on what the Apostle John wrote, as well as the Church Fathers who came before him, Athanasius would make the concept of Jesus Christ as the Logos central to his whole understanding of the faith. According to one story, when Athanasius was a young boy, the Bishop of Alexandria caught him and some other boys playing church. Athanasius himself was pretending to be a bishop and had baptized his friends. The bishop had him brought in and, after questioning the young Athanasius, decided that the baptisms were sacramentally valid. Keep in mind that in the case of baptism, there are some circumstances where a lay person can validly baptize. The bishop then recommended that Athanasius's parents should raise him to the vocation of the priesthood. Eventually, Athanasius would become the deacon assistant to the bishop himself.